Well, as we do on Tuesdays, we have Bree and we have Tim with us right now from the South Dakota Discovery Center. And Bree, you're always bringing me some very interesting things here. We've got a stalk of celery. We look to have some corn husks. And what is that, parchment paper? And is foil the part of this thing, too?
Yep, and some rice and a cookie sheet.
Okay, so the cookie sheet's even part of this thing. So tell us, what are you guys doing at the South Dakota Discovery Center?
Well, our camp next week is all about special effects, and so we thought today, since we're on the radio and people wouldn't be able to see us if we were dressed up in zombie makeup or doing other types of special effects, that we would do some sound special effects. Oh. We're inspired by something you said last week, actually, about that.
The Foley artist.
The Foley, yes.
Yes.
So, you know, now many of these sounds are just obviously pre-recorded and somebody kind of pushes a button, but... if you've never actually gotten to see, like, I remember getting to see Prairie Home Companion live, and there was a Foley artist on stage, and he had all these objects. And he
does it
make
look
all
like the funnest
sounds.
Job on the planet?
It does look really fun.
Okay,
and it was really entertaining to watch him.
Yeah.
So we have two summer interns, and Tim Walsh is one of them, and he has come up with a very punny short script about two radio announcers. And he's going to read the script, and I'm going to try to follow along with the appropriate sound effects.
All right.
So, Tim, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So go ahead and start when you're ready.
Okay. Good morning, South Dakota, and welcome to the most electric show in the Midwest, Stormfront. I'm your host, Johnny Thunder. And I'm your co-host, Tommy Rain.
Well, that was good.
Now, Tommy, have you heard of the actress Betty Byrne? Who hasn't, Johnny? She's a real spitfire, that one. Well, then, you must have heard about this recent drama about her new movie. Of course, an injury like that on set just doesn't go unnoticed. For our listeners who are not as informed as we are, Miss Byrne sadly broke her leg while crawling through the woods on set. Well, some people, when they're told to break a leg, well, they really break a leg. I hate you, Tommy. And with that, we cut to our lovely advertisers. Thanks for listening.
All right. Okay. So that was, and look, you actually work up a little bit of a, you get the blood pumping and stuff like that, just making sure it's all there.
You got to follow along really quickly. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. And it was also extra challenging because Tim's reading from his home on a phone, and I'm in the studio with you. So it's just kind of cool how that all kind of comes together.
It is. It's been something that has always fascinated me, and it's just to be able to do that, and just to be able to take the time to, I don't know, to figure out what the sound effects. If you've ever seen movie scenes without the sound effects in them. I mean, like if they have a sword without the whoosh of the sword and stuff like that, this is very dull. It actually makes the movie. So, yeah, this is exciting stuff.
Which is probably why Star Trek still had sound effects for ships blowing up in space, when technically there would be no sound.
There would be no sound, would there?
So, this next week, our camp is for grades 3 through 5. And it is face-to-face, so we encourage people to get their kids signed up. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tim, do you have any other information about other types of special effects that you guys might be playing with?
Like you said earlier, we are going to be doing some makeup-based special effects. We might also try making some puppets, as a lot of stage shows use many different kinds of puppets in order to show things they couldn't.
And then I do want to let listeners know that we are working on a reopening plan. We kind of had to put the brakes on it as cases were increasing in Hughes County and things seem to be kind of leveling out again. And so we're working on that, and our board will be making a decision. And hopefully next week we'll be able to have some information out to the public about that and about birthday parties and all of those kinds of things. And we have two more camps after this week scheduled for summer. I can't believe it's almost already August.
Isn't that crazy? We just went up to North Dakota. I saw the harvesters, and I looked at my wife and said, it's just too early for this.
Yeah,
too early.
Summer's going by way fast. So after this week, we have a camp on emergency responders and what they do, and that'll be a really high-energy camp where our campers will be learning about first aid and other types of emergency services that people provide in our community. We're working with the Civil Air Patrol and some firefighters and other personnel in the community that do that kind of work. And then our last camp will be on how wildlife camouflages itself to hide from predators.
It's always fun stuff.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It really is. There's so much fun stuff involved with this, all of this stuff. And yeah, natural camouflage, all of that stuff. So, boy, always stuff going on at the South Dakota Discovery Center. Always. So, and let's talk about memberships and stuff like that. Any different prices for memberships for classes and such?
Yeah, so classes are discounted for members. And actually, we do have a grant from the Francis R. Dewing Foundation for the summer. And so we're able to offer our camps for half price. So that means camps are like $19 instead of almost $40, that kind of thing. So I really encourage families to, if you're looking for something for your kids to do before school starts and all that, this is a great learning opportunity and kind of gets kids out. We do the camps outside, and so it just gets kids outside and they're playing and they're learning at the same time, and that's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. You can go to our website to learn about membership, and that is sd-discovery.org, and you can also call the Discovery Center at 224-8295. And we do have people at the front desk, so you can come in and you can, our gift shop is open, you can talk with somebody in person about membership questions, about signing up for camps, and any other information that you're looking for.
So much fun at the South Dakota Discovery Center. And Tim, you still on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you just graduated a few years ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were in the chamber choir, weren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, see, now I know who he is. As soon as I heard him do the acting and stuff like that, I know who this guy is. All right. All right. All right. That's it then. All right. Yep. Well, super.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Tim. And again, South Dakota Discovery Center, Bree, thanks for coming in and talking with us again. It's a lot of fun. It's more fun to watch, I think, than it was to listen to. It was just so much fun for you with you guys. And I want to thank both of you for putting yourself out there and having so much fun with this.
Yeah, it's fun coming up with our activities every Tuesday. We're like, what are we going to do this week?
This was a lot of fun. I really appreciated it. So 7:37 on this Tuesday morning. And anything we missed with South Dakota Discovery Center?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. So we're going to talk with you again next week then.
Yes.
All right. So Bree and Tim, thanks a lot from South Dakota Discovery Center. And we will continue with People in the Neighborhood coming up.
Cattle producers, effective fly control measures will allow increases in profitability in your beef cattle operation. Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre carries fly spray, dust bags, cattle rubs, and Roy Oil livestock oilers. Sioux Nation recommends mixing Permectrin 2 with mineral oil to control flies. Minerals with an IGR interrupts fly life cycle, reducing fly population in cattle. Sioux Nation offers fly control for your horses too. Horses or cattle, Sioux Nation can help you with fly control for your livestock. Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, they know livestock.
The 51st Annual Winter Elks Rodeo to Benefit Lifescape Outreach Program is July 24th through the 26th at the Tripp County Fairgrounds in Winter, South Dakota. The rodeo kicks off at 7:30 p.m. each night with specialty act Tim Wild Thang Leopard and Team Ghost Riders. $300 added purse each night for the Ranch Bronc Riding and $1,000 Bounty Bowl each night. Advanced tickets available at the Elks Club, Bank West, and Zip Trip in Winter. It's the 51st Annual Winter Elks Rodeo, July 24th through the 26th in Winter.